There are many reasons not to leave your dog in the car, but this is a new one. A dog in Ireland, apparently annoyed by the wait, jumped in the driver's seat and just kept laying on the horn with some moral support, it seems, from another furry friend in the back. No word tonight on whether the owners came running. I would have.
There you go. That is a clip from CBS News in the United States of a dog honking the horn in a car in Killarney, a video that went completely viral. Deirdre played the clip on Talk About last week of this brilliant story that's gone around the world since then. And I have in studio with me here in Killarney a number of the people responsible. First of all, Natalia Easmont, who is from Ukraine, who took a video which ended up on American TV and on, you know, everywhere else really as well. And also John Galvin from Glenfesco was out in Killarney with his wife on Saturday and came across the same thing. Good morning to both of you and thanks for coming in to Sleds.
Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
Okay, tell me what, John, I'll start with you. Tell me what happened. When did this happen and what did you see? Could you believe your eyes?
Well, last Saturday week, we decided we'd go for a walk up the top of the town because we had plenty of time. On our hands, I took half day off work.
Yeah.
And I was coming down from the top of High Street and I had this beeping and I thought it was a car alarm because it was very, it was well timed.
It was constant, yeah. Beep, beep, yeah.
So I was coming closer to the car then, and next thing I saw this image, this white dog. So I came closer to the car and I started recording him. Now, the other white dog was sitting between the two seats, but he wasn't too impressed. He didn't want to take any part of it at all.
But the first dog was beeping away.
Oh, he was hammering away with the two paws, like, and he was really hitting him. Hitting very hard, like.
Okay, okay. And obviously, like, wherever the owner was, I don't know, were they in the pub or what were they doing? But they were, the dog was beeping away.
I don't know, just outside the Killarney, the Capit Centre, the Killarney Capit Centre.
Yes, yeah, on High Street.
So the machine been gone for long, it's a...
No. So. The dog was not happy anyway. Natalia, tell me your story. You came across the same scene and you took a video.
Yes, it's very similar story. I go to center to shopping and I hear someone very hardly, to honking in car. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what happened? Maybe someone need help,
Because
I'm chairperson, I'm volunteer and... First, I thinking maybe someone need help, and looking in car something white, and someone white, and thinking maybe it's old woman, and and she need help, and I go and look, and it's a dog, yeah. And first, what I did, I take my phone and do movie, yeah. And around people was very funny, yeah. And two dogs, yeah, it's the same. Very
animated.
Yes, like, systematically to honking. Yes, and I don't know where been owner. Yes, but it's okay because he not will in car. Was in car because I did this movie,
Yeah.
if the dog's been with the owner, maybe I go away and tell hello and that's all. Yeah.
And that's all, yeah. You put it up on social... You both put it up on social media. What was it like? What was the reaction, John, first?
Well, 2 days later, I went to see... When I got comments, I got one this comment, congratulations, you have 100,000 views. This was 2 days later.
Oh, my God.
So then I got an email from this crowd viral hog.
Yeah.
No, I didn't answer it back, but they are legitimate, right?
Like, yes, yeah.
Would I give them the permission of using the video, but...
You left them after.
I left it after. Because
but that's the level it went to.
That's the level it went to, yeah.
And Natalia, your video as well went all over the world.
So really, it was hard work for me. Last week, I work only with this,
Really?
Yeah. So it's not like virus and it's like turn on and it's go. It's really hard work, I'm a marketer and I'm testing always some new opportunity,
Yes.
So, and first I look at, oh my God, it's amazing. I tested in social media some new ways how to grow my account,
Yes. Yeah.
So, and it And I checked, and it's really work. So, and first, it's Instagram. In Instagram now, 400,000 views. Yeah. So, but first time it was a little bit, few days, and I thinking, oh my God, I need testing something different. Okay, maybe I find my TikTok. I forgot about this.
Yes. Yeah.
I take and test my new. Develop way, you know.
Yes.
So, and it's highly very grow,
yeah,
very
huge. Went huge.
Yeah, and I work it maybe 3 days, 2 days with comment, a lot comments. It now it's
yes.
2 million people. Yeah.
My God.
Yes, in my only Instagram. But you know, if it's Fox News,
yes.
it's 35 million.
35 million views.
Yeah, and around the world, I think now it's 100 million people who
my
looked
God.
This. Yeah. So why I know this? Because I have monetization in Facebook, and
yes.
I see now all who shows this. So now it's noisy too, but in India, in China, you know, it's different countries.
It's a different countries, different ways. Incredible.
Yeah,
John, listen, it just shows to show it's a universal story. Everyone loves their dogs. Everyone loves their pets. And
I love
they
dogs.
Relate to things like that.
Have you a dog yourself, Jerry?
No, I did. Two cats, but no dogs.
Yeah.
We're a cat house.
They're easy to keep, of course.
Yeah, they are, that's for sure.
Yeah, I have two Labrador dogs, two black Labradors. One is 11 and a half and the other is 6 months old.
Yes.
Lily
okay.
and Biggie.
So you can understand how
can
people
understand.
Would love a story
I've
like
never
this.
I've never without a dog, like since I was a child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're brilliant companions.
They are, yeah.
Well, we still haven't found a human that owns the dogs. So if they're listening, we'd love to talk to them. Their dogs are famous around the world.
Yeah.
So if they could talk to us, that'd be absolutely brilliant. Guys, listen, that's fantastic. Thanks for telling us your story.
You know, sorry.
Yes.
I dream to find owners.
Yes.
Yes, because really some companies from America, from different countries would like to work with owner, really.
Okay.
So if maybe owner hears this, thank you for your amazing dogs, for this opportunity, and maybe 852-89-7724, call me, please.
Okay.
I really
call has got
have
out there.
Opportunity
you,
for you.
You can contact us here. Radio Kerry's will put you in touch with Natalia. Guys, brilliant stuff. Thanks for coming in. A bit of lightheartedness and joy and fun in what's been a difficult week. So thanks a million
thanks
for talking to us about that in the program. There you go. That's Natalia with us on the line. And Natalia Ismont and John Galvin captured that video and that beeping dog. Give us your views.